about names. Kids, do any of you know who chose your name? Katie, who chose your name? Your parents. That's usually what happens in England, isn't it? Our mums and dads choose the names of their babies. But when I went to Malaysia recently, I found out that in Malaysia, it's usually the grandparents that choose the name. Now, who chose the name of that little baby that was born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger? Who chose his name? Preston. Very good. I thought people were going to say the angels chose the name. Because it was an angel who came to Mary. Angel Gabriel said, you're going to have a baby, Mary, and you've got to call him Jesus. And it was an angel who appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, Mary's going to have a baby and you've got to call him Jesus. But really, angels are just messengers. They are people who take what God wants to say and tell other people. So it was God the Father, who chose God the Son's name. Well done, Preston. Excellent. Now, do you know that names have meanings? Anybody here know what their name means? Preston's a little bit unsure. Morris?
Dark One.
Dark One. Well, there's a great name. Manny, what does your name mean?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You're going to tell us tomorrow? It means tomorrow. Ah, okay. Well, Matthew means gift of God. We called Matthew Matthew because he was a very surprise gift of God. But all children are a gift from God, aren't they? Katie, or Catherine, and all the other derivatives, means pure. Or I think I found other meanings for it. Do you agree with that, Mum and Dad? Pure. That's a nice meaning, isn't it? Preston, here's an interesting one. Preston means priest town. Okay, so if we go up north to the town of Preston, that's a priest town. Joseph means he will add. So I think that's why you're not very good at takeaways. And grace, amazingly, means grace. That's a simple one, isn't it? But what about Jesus? I wonder why God chose not to call his son Matthew or Katie or Preston or Joseph or Grace or Manya or Morris, but why did he choose to give him the name Jesus? God could have chosen any name in the whole world. Joseph, why? Emmanuel means God is with us. What does Jesus mean? Why did he choose that name? Because Jesus, the angel told Joseph in a dream, he said, you're going to call him Jesus because of this. Because the name Jesus means, let's say it together, the Lord saves. Jesus was going to save. But how was he going to save us? What was he going to save us from? Was he going to save us from drowning? Was he going to save us from being in a fire? Was he come like a firefighter and rescue us and save us from a fire? How was Jesus going to save us? Well, we're told here in this verse, you are to call him Jesus because he will save his people from
their
sins. So we're going to think about a little bit now. How does Jesus save us from our sins? What does that mean? And I want to introduce you to three other children. Ricky, Gemma, and Ben. I don't know what their names mean, but it doesn't matter. Ricky, Gemma, and Ben. Now, Ricky, Gemma, and Ben's mum and dad wanted to take them out for a special treat. We're going to go to the park. You love the park. We're going to kick the ball around, play football. We're going to go up the swings. We're going to go down the slide. And we're going to buy you your favorite ice cream. Ricky, Gemma, and Ben were so excited. But Mum and Dad said, we just want you to do one thing before we're going to go to the park and have a special treat. We want you all to go upstairs. And what do you think they were going to ask them to do? Oh, you've heard this one before. Could you just go upstairs because your rooms are a real mess. You've been playing with all your toys. You haven't put your clothes away. Please go upstairs, tidy your rooms, and then we're going to go out for a special treat. So Gemma and Ben were very excited. They ran up the stairs. In fact, they were fighting for who could get to their bedroom first. And Ben was so eager to get there first that he pushed his sister out of the way. Gemma fell on the stairs, bashed her leg, and she was crying. But she was angry. Ben was there in his room, starting to tidy up, but Gemma was cross. She went up to Ben's room. She banged open the door. She kicked over his toy box. His toys went everywhere. She grabbed his duvet, yanked it, and all his cuddly toys that he arranged so neatly all over the floor. Do you think Ben was very happy?
No.
Now, Ben was cross. Ben called her some horrible names, and Dad heard it downstairs. And Dad came running up the stairs. He went into Ben's room, that's right, just in time because Ben was about to pull his sister's hair really, really hard. What do you think Dad said? Matthew?
You're not going to the park.
You're not going to the park. Do you think that was fair? Because had they done what their mum and dad had asked them to do?
No.
Had they been kind to each other?
No.
No. So it was right that mum and dad gave them a punishment, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now we've left out one person, Ricky. After Ben and Gemma had ran up the stairs and were fighting and pushing, Ricky quietly went up the stairs. He went into his room, put everything away beautifully, toys in the box, clothes in the wardrobe, clothes folded and put in his drawers. His room was perfect. He quietly went down the stairs, put on his shoes, found his football, and said, "Mum, Dad, I'm ready for the park. Let's go." But he realized that Ben and Gemma were not there. Dad came down and said, "I'm sorry, Ricky, but Ben and Gemma can't come to the park. They've not listened to their mum and dad. They've not been nice to each other. And as a punishment, they can't come." Well, Ricky was really, really sad about that. Ricky loved his brother and sister. And he said to his dad, "Dad, I'm really sad about this. I've got a plan." And Dad and Ricky talked about this little plan. Ricky wanted to help his brother and sister, and his dad agreed. Dad said, "That's a good plan." Ricky went up the stairs into Gemma and Ben's bedroom. He picked up their toys. He put away their clothes. And then he went into his bedroom. He went up to his shelves and he picked up his money box. All year, Ricky had been saving his pocket money, his birthday money, putting it in his box. And he came downstairs and he opened the bottom and he shook out all of his coins and he said, "Dad, I know Gemma and Ben don't deserve to go to the park. They don't deserve to have their favorite ice cream. But I've tidied their rooms. They're perfect now. And I want you to go to the park with my money and buy them an ice cream, and I'm going to stay home instead." Ricky had saved them. Ricky had paid the price for the wrong things they had done. Ricky had shown his love for his brother and sister by being willing to sacrifice, to give up his own things to help them. You know, that's just what Jesus has done for us. We've looked at this verse already, haven't we? God, that means God the Father and the Lord Jesus, so loved the world that doesn't listen to him. So loved the world that doesn't love each other, that we do horrible things to each other. We don't do what God wants us to do. But God still so loved the world that he gave the Lord Jesus so that whoever believes in him, we won't have the punishment that we deserve because we all don't listen to God and love God. Instead, we will have, what will we have instead of the punishment? What do we get instead? We will not perish, but have, what does it say at the end? Eternal life. Life that lasts forever. That means life with God now, as Jesus can be our friend, but also after we die, that we can be with God forever and ever and ever. God so loved us that Jesus came and Jesus paid the price for the things that we do wrong. So the question this Christmas, guys, is we're going to enjoy family time and food like we've heard about. We're going to enjoy the treats. But we need to remember why Jesus came. He came because the Lord, what does his name mean? The Lord saves. Jesus came to save. And that's what he did at Easter, isn't it? He died on the cross. And all we need to do is to say, Jesus, thank you for coming. Thank you that you were like Ricky. I don't deserve your special treats. I don't deserve to be with you forever. But Jesus paid the price for us because he loves us. And we just need to say thank you. And we need to ask him to come and to be our Savior, the one who saves. So I'm going to say a prayer. And if you would like to say that prayer as well, you can say that quietly in your own heart, in your own lives. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that even though we don't listen to you, even though we don't do the things you ask us to do, even though we don't love you like we should, you so loved us that you sent Jesus, that Jesus was willing to come, and he loves us even though we are sinners, and he paid for us. He paid the price so that we could be forgiven, so that we could have your wonderful treat of being with you, being your children, being your friends forever and ever. And we thank you that that is a free gift to us. Jesus came and we don't have to do anything to deserve it. He did it out of love. And we pray that you would help us to trust you, to believe in what Jesus did, to trust him for ourselves, to come into our lives and to be our friend forever. Amen.